Turn it up.
Get ready.
You're tuned in to VO Buzz Weekly.
The show where aspiring voice actors,
established VO pros,
and curious fans alike get to meet and learn.
From the mega successful talent in voiceover.
Hear their personal stories.
Find out how they became so successful.
Learn their secrets and join them at the top.
Come on,
get seriously buzzed with your hosts, Chuck Duran and Stacey J. Aswad.
Hey everybody, I'm Stacey J.
And I'm Chuck Duran.
Welcome to another episode of VO Buzz Weekly.
That's right. And today we are all about part two with D. Bradley Baker, and we're going there now. You're so busy, man. I mean, you're out there every day just doing it and making it happen. How do you stay motivated and creative, you know, year after year, just with all the craziness going on?
Well, it's easy to get caught up and exhausted and overwhelmed at this chapter in life, being middle-aged. But, you know, I've got
He's 36 years old.
I'm turning 50. I'm turning 50 in a couple of weeks, actually.
Nice. Congratulations.
Hey, you.
Do you need us to speak up?
What?
Yeah, what?
What did you say?
Are you kidding me? 50 is like... You're just hitting the stride.
You don't look anywhere near 50, I have
you
to say that.
You act 15, 16. Yeah, that's perfect.
Exactly. I'm an arrested development, which you should be. You know, you should have things that you love as a kid that you still dial
absolutely.
Up in your life.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
How do you stay motivated with all the craziness?
Okay, I think my happiness and sanity is probably motivated on the fact that I have a marvelous wife of 20 plus years.
Nice.
Who's way better than I deserve. And I've got two great kids. And, you know, I've got a few really good friends. And I had two folks who helped me out a lot. And and I think that's why I hold it together. Because I think it's really easy to fall apart under the weight of your own happiness, your own success out here. I think you can get into a situation where suddenly there are no boundaries and there's nobody left around you to say no.
Right.
And that's when people just kind of self-destruct left and right, especially in the on-camera realm, just because it gets so crazy with money and everything else that people just fly apart. So I think the reason I hold together is because I have a normal, happy life, I guess, is the kind of answer I have. And, you know, I try to eat well, I try to stay in shape, all those kinds of things, because I consider what I do is it's sort of like being a professional athlete, where I've got to be ready to deliver these things that can be very physically taxing. And to sustain it and survive it and to do it for the next and the next and the next gig or audition that comes up. So that's part of my job description, is to be healthy and to be kind of together and happily, you know, I can take little breaks now and then, and so that it's not just work.
I
don't really define my life by my work. It's it's a lot of what I do. It's a lot of my happiness, but it's not all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you try and find a nice balance between your work and your family and your friends. And
Yeah. That's so cool. I think that's why I'm still...
That's good.
Why I haven't fallen apart yet.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't read about you.
He could fall apart tomorrow. We don't know that. But today he's intact.
Not in TMZ. VO edition.
Right, right.
Oh, man.
Who inspires you as a voice actor? Do you have mentors or heroes or even people in the business today that...
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, the things I loved were like Planet of the Apes and Billy Hayes' Witchy Poo and H.R. Puff and stuff. I loved Star Trek. I loved Star Wars. I really thought sci-fi and monsters were cool. Godzilla. You know, just things like that. I these days too, in addition to monster makers, I love songs by Randy Newman and Tom Waits and Frank Zappa. They mean a lot to me. They feed my mind a lot. What else really inspires me? Weird Al Yankovic inspires me. I mean, somebody that kind of locks into who they are, and they're a decent, nice person, but there's this creative fountain that just does not stop and just keeps going. And I really admire that. I admire the people who get a good career and just sustain it. You know, to work with someone like Tim Conway or Ernest Borgnine or a lot of people that I'm lucky to be able to run into.
Yeah.
People that I saw as a kid and thought they were really awesome and cool.
Yeah.
And they're still going for it. And they're still working and they're still enjoying it. And it's like, that's what I love. That's what I want to do. I want to
cool,
be
man.
Someone who just keeps going. I don't have to be the star. I don't have to be on, you know, top of the marquee or anything. I'm happy to have a fun career, and just to have it keep going.
Yeah,
that's my hope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're doing a pretty damn
so
good
far,
job
so
of
good.
Like keeping going there. Mm-hmm. So
yes, it's so far so,
so
good.
So far so good. Let me ask you if. What piece of advice could you give somebody out there who's trying to break into the VO business?
Well, one piece of advice is to go. I made a website called iwanttobeavoiceactor.com.
That's right,
and
it's a great
that's kind
site.
Of a nickel version of a lot of my take on this. It's free and there's no money. And I just put it out there because I don't have an hour to talk to everybody who asks me that question.
Mm-hmm.
Until today, I do. Today, I do.
Today he does.
It's a great site, though. Such a great site.
Thank you. Thanks. I hope it's helpful. But the advice I would have is have fun and don't stop having fun doing things that you like. Because I think that can be trained out of you. I think a lot of people become miserable because they stop doing things that they like, and they do things that they're just good at, and in a way that can kind of become, I think, a prison for people. Something that you're really good at or brilliant at, but that you really don't love and you don't really derive any happiness from. And if pursuing whatever it is, be that, you know, art or being an accountant or being an actor, if it stops feeding your happiness, if it stops making you happy, then either take a break or do something different. But don't just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. You gotta move with it the way that it goes, but always follow the stuff that you love to do and don't stop doing that.
That's good.
So let's talk about some current projects.
Okay.
We will get the
current projects.
We'll
are
get
cool.
the scroll out.
No, I mind you, we don't
I love
have
it.
We don't have all
No,
week
but it's good if I can brag
budget.
About you. You're not sitting there going,
absolutely, man.
I mean, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
We are proud of you, dude.
Thanks, Mom.
It's so well deserved. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I love when I see and hear you all over the place. It's amazing. It's fabulous.
Thanks.
Bring us up to date.
Let's see. We're starting a new season of American Dad. We're doing doing table reads now. The second one is tomorrow.
Nice.
Of the new season, season 8. And that's marvelous.
Yeah.
We continue along with SpongeBob and Star Wars The Clone Wars, which is the show that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Journey, the Legend of Korra for Nickelodeon, which is one of my favorite shows I've ever been on as well. It's so beautiful and wonderful. I just love that show. We continue with that. There's more Mickey's Mouse Clubhouse projects, a lot of stuff for Disney. There's Ben 10. We continue with Ben 10.
Nice.
Those continue to come down the pike. There's some
there's
other stuff.
There's probably like 85,000 things more that he can't
remember. But you can also go to dbaker.com and keep up your
can
website.
People keep up with you if they're going on your website? And
my website can help. I mean, you might...
Yeah.
You could probably do better going to IMDb.
Oh,
there you go.
Because, man, people just catalog every single little thing that
they do.
Done.
Yeah,
I know, man.
And I can't.
But you've got some cool videos on your site and some, you know, some fun stuff.
There's a few interviews, there's a Clone Wars interview, I think. Some other stuff that just kind of gives you a take on who I am and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
cool.
You can hear my sounds on my website, dbaker.com.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you definitely have to do that.
Get a snack.
That is a must.
Park it and
absolutely, you will freak out.
How social media savvy are you, and how much is that a part of your life?
Well, I do Facebook, which is just personal and small, and then I do Twitter, D. Bradley Baker, where anyone can follow me on Twitter, And I tweet stuff. I put out a picture of me and Rob Paulson and Maurice LaMarche, I think, yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I also announced my website, my iwantabeavoiceactor.com on Twitter as well. I don't think I really brandish it like an expert, just because I don't really have the need to.
Right.
But I like putting things out there about what I'm doing, or that I think fans might find interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of opportunity for that I'm probably missing out on, but I don't really know.
Yeah. But hold on, because you're talking about, you know, balancing friends and mm-hmm. family and yeah. work. If you start tweeting everything, you start getting companies
yeah.
all around the world knowing what you do, then the family suffers, the friendship, you yeah. become right. richer. That's not what he wants.
Right.
No. I don't.
So I think you're sitting in a good place, man.
Yeah.
You're sitting in a good place.
I'm really, yeah, I mean, you know, happiness kills ambition mm-hmm. to a degree. And so I just don't have a need to have 10 million followers mm-hmm. on Twitter and to have a monument built to me.
Yeah.
So I just like, I really,
yeah.
I'm just happy to keep doing what I'm doing yeah. and be able to buy, you know, a rutabaga and not be chased mm-hmm. down in the grocery store.
Exactly.
Although if somebody recognizes yeah. the weird sound that I'm making, I'm happy yeah. to say hello.
I was going to say, if you're trying to voice the rutabaga, I'm pretty sure you're not going to just blend.
There's a guy at the grocery store, actually, he's got a great cricket as well. We do crickets back
oh, really?
And forth.
Oh, wow.
And he starts doing animal sounds, and people just think, you
it's
know,
the
we're
creature
two
man.
Insane people.
Yeah,
that's funny,
together.
Man. What do you like most? What do you think you like most about the voiceover industry? Or about, just about your work, what you do.
Well, there's a lot to like about the voiceover industry, but I mean, it's always good to be working with people who are really great and the top of their game.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun. It's not a lot of pressure, it's not a lot of preparation. You just kind of hop in and you do it. On camera, you have to memorize lines. You got to sit in your trailer all day. It's yeah. hot. With voiceovers, it's quick. It's air conditioning. There's no memorization
yeah.
needed.
No yeah. hair and makeup.
It's like perfect.
Yeah, no hair and makeup, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's really easy. The other thing, just artistically, if I could put it that way, is just the range of things that you have opportunity to do. Now, some people just kind of do one or two, just a few things, which is fine. You know, yeah. someone like an Eddie Deason mm-hmm. or someone who's brought in to do one voice and will say, this is the only voice I do, and I really don't do other voices, and that's fine. You have the opportunity for me, I, you know, kids or old creatures or monsters mm-hmm. or a soldier or a wacky, you know, mailman or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all over the map in
yeah.
terms of tone mm-hmm. and type of show.
Absolutely.
And I could not have that on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on camera, you know, you're lucky to get, you know, like a Michael Keaton or a Tom Hanks, somebody who starts out as this one thing and then is intelligently able to negotiate that so that it broadens out
right.
into some other things.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, you get your one role and
yep.
that's probably going to be the groove you're going to be in.
Exactly.
In voiceovers, you can move that around if you have that in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily for everybody for the range, but it's great the range of projects that you can
yeah,
get on.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, what do you think it takes to be successful in the business? It's changed a lot, obviously, since you first started, but what do you think it takes?
What does it take to be successful? You know, let's assume that you're talented. Let's assume
yeah.
that you have good control of your voice. Let's assume that you're a good actor, that you take direction well, that you listen well. You know, but on top of that, you've also got to be someone who people want to be around, who people want to mm-hmm. have into the party,
right.
Who's a lot of fun, who's able to roll with it. Who kind of has their own little bag of tricks that they bring with them and, you know, bring them out and make people laugh because
mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of does that in their own different way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be somebody that is good in a live performing situation, that's mm-hmm. fun to have in a live situation. That's what, I mean, most of us, we come from either music or stand-up or radio
yeah.
and also
yeah.
the stage, but it's always a live professional mm-hmm. performing situation where you're paid to be in front of a live audience
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
to react with whatever good or bad happens with that.
Right.
Because that's how That's how things switch up in the booth, mm-hmm. is they change up like that. So you've got to be, and you got to be a good sport about things. If things go, you know, like, a, you know, maybe you help out. I mean, you help out if something's wrong. You're just a good sport about things. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are just little things, but they actually mean a lot. And you've got to have that up and running to be asked back to the party again mm-hmm. and again. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that people are asked back again and again, and a seemingly small, a smallish group of people are brought in again and again. As like I said, like session players, it's like the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah,
there's a great little documentary. I don't know if you've seen it about these session players of the '70s who played on all the pop songs in the '60s and '70s. Just about mm-hmm. everything.
I've seen that. Yes,
it's awesome.
Yes,
and these, you know, nobody knows who they are.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But you know every single song that they've played on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we are in the voiceover realm. They're people that, you know, if you know you need a bass player, you know you need a big monster, you need a German voice, you need something wacky, you got to call Kevin Michael Richardson, you're going to bring in Rob Paulsen, you're going to bring in James Arnold Taylor, you're going to bring in Greta Lyle and Tara Strong, Kari Wahlgren, because you know they can deliver that so much better, and you won't have to worry about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're fun, they're hilarious,
right?
They can do anything.
Yeah.
That's what you want. That's what you got to have bringing to the table, is that kind of confidence that people hire.
Wow. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it seems.
Good answer, man. So, Dee, what do you love about being a dad?
What do I love about
being
a dad?
Maybe you don't love anything about being a dad.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. What do you love about being a dad?
The best part about being a dad for me is the delayed payoff of seeing that your better side can come to light and can bring something into this world that's better and more important than you are. And having kids is the best school that you'll ever go to because it breaks you down and it calls on you to be the better side and the shining example, the diplomat, and to just bring out love and strength and patience that you would not have found otherwise. Mm-hmm. And that is a lesson that I continue to learn. And it never stops. But it's nice that way. It's a humanizing activity that it can be challenging, it can be hard, it can bring out the worst in you that you have to grapple with and try to do better with.
Yeah.
And that is It's a marvelous thing to have. I'm very lucky to have that. I got two great girls, and a fantastic wife. And
how old are your girls?
7 and 12.
7 and 12. Mm-hmm. Great age.
It's a great age.
They're very intelligent and very smart and mm-hmm. confident, and I love them all very much. I hope they like me. I think they do.
He thinks they do. Well,
I would bet
no,
they do.
Well, no, dude, obviously they know what you do. Mm-hmm. Are they amused by what you do? Are they in awe about what you do? Or are they just like, he's
You're
our
just
dad?
Dead.
I'm not sure if they're impressed, but I mean, some of the things that I do, they like. I mean, we watched an Adventure Time recently where I voiced Cinnamon Bun, and that one actually really...
it's a good guy. I like that character. It's a
that,
good character.
That one, they really... The reaction was either revulsion or incredulity, or maybe a combination, but just
the kind of voice like that is your dad. Hey, Finn!
You know, it's just the most challenged character I've ever played.
I bet, man.
But their reaction to that one was very interesting. I think my oldest daughter, I think that she likes the clones and finds them kind of interesting and straight ahead and kind of admirable. I mean, that's how I find them anyway.
Yeah.
How did you approach them? I mean, because you play so many different clones. I mean, how did you? And they're all so distinctly different.
That's what we want is to have these guys each have an individual sense of humanity to them. Mm. Which is cool, because they do that also physically, just with they mod out their weapons and their armor and their and their tattoos and the way they do their hair, and they're each one is like, I'm not just a clone, I'm different from him, and he's different from me. You know, it's that they're each one is a different guy, and so that's just adjustments that we make in the session. Dave Filoni, our director. He knows where these guys are, and the script is usually very clear, so that you can separate, you know, the new guy from the old grumpy sergeant, from the wiseacre, from the medical guy who's all by the book, you know. But just to give them all a slightly different flavor, and we're getting pretty good, I think, at switching that up as we journey through this story of the clones. I love that show. I'm very, very proud of that show.
That's
it's so
cool.
Exciting, because I love
so
Star Wars.
Yeah,
my folks made
me
an awesome Jawa costume when I was a kid.
Exactly.
The Halloween after Star Wars, and I was hired to use it at a movie theater the next summer when they re-released Star Wars.
Wow.
To be a Jawa all summer and watch Star Wars.
Exactly.
Just awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
It's got to be.
It's
got to be.
It's so well done. It's
awesome.
So well done.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dee, since you've been such a good sport.
This is good.
Okay.
Because you're such a great sport.
What? What are you going to do to me?
You could do this in German. Okay, so pick a number between 1 and 127.
120.
All right.
120.
Yes. Please pick a number between 1 and 4.
I will go with 3.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if we should ask. If you had to kill one person you work with, who would you off?
Adolf Hitler.
That is the safest answer you could probably put out there, man.
Always kill the Nazi.
Yeah, right? Always.
All right, I'm going to ask you this one instead. Yeah. If you had to name the dumbest purchase you've ever made, which would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a hard one to narrow down.
There's so many.
The dumbest purchase?
Dumbest purchase.
You know... Let's see. A dumb purchase. A dumb purchase. I buy a lot of dumb things all the time.
Name one of them.
This week.
Something you bought that afterwards you were like, why did I buy that?
I bought a black stick octopus, but I thought it was cool. But other people might think it was dumb. My plastic octopus is awesome to me.
Character research.
Well, that's right. I surround myself with my creatures.
That's pretty cool.
What,
so you
what
buy
an
little
octopus
things
sound
and it
like?
Creates voices for
Do we
them.
Have an octopus sound?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it does have that like gushy note.
Valvy gushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Nessie, you can do that, and you can do the little
cricket. Yeah, the little like. I'm not going to go for it right now because I need to practice.
No, but I like how you because I was a dancer in my whole first life, so I like how you. It's very physicalized.
Yeah. Well, you block off your nose, you get a different sound when you block off your.
Oh, is that what you do when you do that?
You're
just blocking off your nose.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It gives it a
wow.
As opposed to like that.
You know, it's a different.
It takes it much.
You actually, your face actually becomes monster-like.
Yeah.
When you do this stuff, I don't even. Have you ever looked at yourself?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me when I
do
it.
When you do that, I mean, it's amazing. It just all of a sudden is like, rah! You're like,
I know you have like the most, like the sparkly eyes and the most adorable smile, and then you're like. It's just like.
Jesus.
Awesome.
Nobody wanted to dance with me in high school.
I bet not.
Oh, well. Yeah,
right?
Right?
Exactly.
You're lost.
Mr. Baker, I've got a question for you.
Paging Mr. Baker.
Think about this, because I think that, you know, somebody with all of your experience and what you've been through, you know, going from Santa Claus.
You really are fixed. He really is
like
fixated
monsters
on
from
the
another planet.
Children's theater.
Yeah, right.
The Santa Claus thing has really impacted Chuck. I think.
You know what?
And
I'm
really
kind of traumatized right now.
He's gonna come sit on your lap right
but,
now. And just
no, but
ask
if you, oh, sir, if you, what would you tell yourself? Okay, with everything that you've learned, 30 years back, what would you tell yourself? What piece of advice would you give yourself?
I probably would have started listening to Frank Zappa earlier in my life. Mm. But other than that, I would have advised myself to go see a Frank Zappa concert to make sure that I went and saw him live.
Because you didn't?
I didn't. That's one of my...
And you love him so much.
It's one of my few regrets is that I missed Frank Zappa.
Wow.
Playing live. And I had a chance right when I got back from Germany, actually, and I was too exhausted, and I missed the Denver concert, since then I've seen his son play a lot.
Yeah.
He's terrific. Mm. Dweezil and the band are very able and really knock it out of the park every time I've seen them. But that's... I mean, other than that, I don't really regret anything.
Anything that you... Yeah,
every
exactly.
door slammed in my face, every... You know, chick who thought I was insane because of how I danced. Everything that didn't work out. Has
what was
led
your
me
dance like? To,
got the moves.
I win prizes.
Dancing with the Stars is not calling you.
My family wants me to do that show. I was like, no, I don't want to do that show.
I don't dance like that.
I don't. I'd rather do what I'm doing. Mm. All of it has just led me to where I'm at now. Yeah. And I can't think of anything really that I would do different. That just sounds like a very arrogant,
no, it doesn't.
Blind wow. person it, to say that, but,
It doesn't. It means that, you know, everything that you went through got you to where you're at and you wouldn't want to change anything.
Because but do you think that you at. Kind yes. of tapped into the, being authentic and following your path at an early age, it seems like you kind of figured that out sooner than maybe other people do.
Well, maybe so. I mean, I really loved college, the kind of the coming of age portion of my life. Mm. And since then, just all the things that I've done, I just can't think of any misstep or something that led to something that I regret.
Yeah.
There's a lot about myself personally that I would like to improve, and I'm working on that right now as I approach 50. I just really think, in a way, to treasure the mistakes and the shortcomings and the rejection and all the rest of that it's important because that leads you, that's part of your learning. It's what you learn from. And so I don't regret any of that. I don't regret.
That's good.
And it does make you appreciate.
That's good. You're the only guy that doesn't regret anything from the past. And I'm just kidding. But I think that's fabulous, man. I think that you have a strong foundation and you wouldn't want to change anything. D, thank you so much for coming on VO Buzz Weekly, sharing with them. Thank you, man. Thank you for taking the time.
It's my pleasure. It's a lot of fun just talking about myself. I had a lot of fun talking with Chuck and Stacy about my interesting life and being a mall Santa and doing voiceovers. And it was great. They brought me a lot of water to drink, and they let me make horrible sounds and just go on and on and on about me and my life and what I think about things. It's great to be able to let you guys know what's happening in the voiceover world and give you some perspective and maybe some insight, have a few laughs, share a few personal moments. And anytime you want, just come on back and you can see it because it's on the web 24/7.
Was that insane or what?
D. Bradley Baker.
Oh my
rocks.
Gosh. That concludes part two with our buddy D. Oh.
I know.
Insane.
You guys, go to VOBuzzWeekly.com. Send us your raves. Tell us what you love about VO Buzz Weekly and how it's helping you.
Yes.
Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest at VO Buzz Weekly. Take care until next time, and just remember,
you always have time for a little buzz.
Don't just listen to VO Buzz Weekly. Watch the show in stunning HD video at VOBuzzWeekly.com, on their YouTube channel, or on the app.
VO Buzz Weekly is sponsored by Chuck Duran's
Demos That Rock.
Rock.
The voiceover demo producer to the stars is now available to you.
Visit DemosThatRock.com
and take your voiceover career to the next level.
See you next time. And remember, you always have time for a little buzz.